This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, Colorado Governor Jared Polis is not planning to mandate masks in schools. He told reporters today that he believes it's up to the individual districts to decide on COVID-19 measures, including testing and face covering requirements. The state is still delivering masks to schools, but the governor still does not believe that it is a silver bullet. Polis did note that parents can still send their kids to school wearing masks, even if their district does not require them. The CDC says more than 90% of counties in the U.S. are now meeting the guidelines to start masking indoors. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said today that more than 9 out of 10 counties are seeing high or substantial rates of COVID-19 transmission. Walensky continues to emphasize the people in the greatest danger for the virus and the rapidly spreading Delta variant are those who are unvaccinated. Following the lengthy closure on I-70, it's expected to be partially back open through Glenwood Canyon this weekend. Let's get more from KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel.
Governor Jared Polis made the announcement yesterday. The roadway has been shut down since late July due to mudslides, which caused extreme damage to the interstate. CDOT says it will reopen one lane in each direction through the canyon sometime on Saturday. The agency adds that there are several steps required to make that happen, though. Weather will also play a vital role in what the reopening will look like. Bart Bedsole, KRDO News Radio.
Add Colorado Hospital, Colorado, Children's Hospital, Colorado, to require workers to get the coronavirus vaccine. The mandate was issued today with the hospital system president saying the inoculation is essential in fighting the COVID-19 variant. To address the spread of the Delta variant in the Steel City, Pueblo's mayor, Nick Gratishar, is now proposing a $500 incentive for city employees to get the jab. Gratishar is suggesting to use some of the $36 million the city has been awarded as part of the American Rescue Plan to shore up the city's workforce.
If you're not vaccinated, you're going to get COVID. And if you get COVID, you're not going to be able to work. You can't be around people. You can't be around the public. It cuts our productivity in the city down when people we have ill employees or people that perhaps have to quarantine.
The proposal will be voted on by the Pueblo City Council on August 23rd. If passed, city employees must be fully vaccinated by mid-September to receive the incentive. And preparing months in advance for the holiday season, the United States Postal Service is bringing a new package sorting machine to Colorado Springs that aims to help the USPS with higher package processing capabilities. This is part of the Postal Service 10-year plan, and the 118 additional package sorting machines have been installed throughout the country. The $40 billion investment focuses on modernizing operations to better equip the Postal Service during the hustle and bustle of the holiday season. And finally, the Pueblo Police Department is investigating a mystery that dates back to 1924. KRDO News Radio's Heather Scold explains.
The department recently found a black and white photo of a man and a woman in their files. The photo is marked as coming from the Tripp and York studio in Pueblo, but has no other identifying information. The department is asking for help to identify the couple so they can try to determine why the photo has been in their files for 97 years. Heather Scold, KRDO News Radio.
A couple scattered showers are likely this afternoon, but nothing severe. We'll turn partly cloudy overnight. Colorado Springs down to 59 degrees, 62 in Pueblo. And our Friday will stay partly to even mostly cloudy with scattered afternoon showers. A couple degrees cooler with temps in the mid-80s in the Springs, low 90s in Pueblo. Air quality should be even better on Friday. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.